you. The right peeps will make you leap. Luke chapter number 1, verses 35 through 41. There are few things, few emotions that we experience in life that are more rewarding or fulfilling than when we connect with the right peeps. Now, I realize that some of you, like Miss Pam, is a little bit older than I am.
I love you, Bishop.
So she may not know what I mean when I say peeps.
People.
So, yeah, people. I'm talking about people when I say peeps. That's what Tim age calls them. Peeps. The truth told, we spend too much of our time with the wrong people. We spend too much of our time trying to convince people on Facebook to see and understand what we see and understand. We spend too much time with haters and folks that dislike us, trying to get them to change their mind. We spend too much of our precious time with people in broken relationships where we're trying to restore relationship that God has killed. So here we are trying to play God, thinking that God didn't know what God was doing when God allowed that relationship to end. He knew exactly, listen to this, how to protect you.
Thank you.
And so just because God ended the relationship, don't you go back and wake up the relationship. I want to talk tonight, I want to deal with or introduce you to four types of people that you will meet in life. Four types of peeps that you'll meet. The first one is those that will always try to lower you. That is, they'll try to bring you down to their level. They'll bring you negativity and make you respond so that you'll go tit for tat with them. And then you look around, you missing your blessing, missing your joy, missing your peace, your happiness, trying to argue with a fool. When at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter if they see things the way that you see them or the way that God is birthing it in your spirit. Those that will always try to lower you. The second type is those that will try to empty you. Those that is always sucking out of you, taking something from you, always got their hands in your pocket, always reaching out, but they never add anything to your life.
Amen.
They're just like leeches. They just suck you, and they drain you, not just of your joy, but of your peace, of your money, of your pleasant thoughts, everything. They just empty you. The third type is what we'll call those that anger you. Those that always frustrate your purpose, keep you off balance, always saying foolish stuff to make you reach out and respond. And see, what God is trying to teach us is how to mature. And so when that person throw that bait at you, don't even bite. You know, I'm learning the power of silence in my life. I wish I would have got it long time ago. Every time somebody say something to you, you don't have to respond to that. Sometimes people say things to you, and the truth of the matter is you give more to it by responding to it than if you just shut your mouth. The fourth type of person, and thank God for this type of peeps in our life, is those that will always pull you. That is, they'll always pull you to your purpose. They'll always, whenever you're down and out, they'll reach for you, and they'll always show you how to get out of it. They'll always help you to walk through something. They'll always be a shoulder for you to cry on. There'll always be a hand that you can hold to come out of your mess. They'll always pull you out of your mess to your purpose in life. When we connect with the right people in life, one thing will always happen, and that is inside of you, your spirit man will always leap forth.
Amen.
See, you don't have to know a person for a long time to do what the Bible calls a kindling spirit.
Uh-huh.
It has to do with kinship. It has to do with my spirit knows your spirit. Have you ever met someone and instantly you connected?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's God in the plan because we've adopted something that is not biblical. Watch this, and please don't walk out. Somebody told us to find our soulmate. I stand tonight to tell you that soulmate is not biblical. Who told you that? I was thinking about this, and y'all excuse me for being naked tonight. But what I was thinking was, since we call it soulmate, how many of us, would have avoided a lot of issues in relationship, watch this, if we would have allowed our parents to pick our spouse?
Amen. 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 Amen.
You don't have to answer. But you remember when you went to mom and dad and you told them that you and Miss Pam was going to get married? And they said, well, babe. Your parents are cool.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure? See, they won't say, no, not her, not him. They'll just reflect it back to you.
Uh-huh.
Because they want you to examine the issue a little while longer.
That's right.
But we think they're old and they don't know nothing. The truth of the matter is, it's something about a mother's wit. It's something about what we call that sixth sense that is inside of them that just automatically just knows certain things. See, if in the biblical days, you didn't date folks. Dating is not biblical, by the way, either. Don't you leave tonight. I told you we just want to talk. So in biblical days, your mom and dad connected you with somebody else's children.
Uh-huh.
They did. And when they connected you, it had very little to do with your soulmate or what we'll call puppy love. You know, when you meet somebody, they just perfect.
Uh-huh.
Until you wake up the next day with them. I didn't know that wasn't your real hair. I didn't know your eyebrows really was like that. Why you didn't tell me that? Why you didn't tell me that wasn't really your leg? Why I got to find out on the honeymoon what I really got? You could have told me that before. Soulmate. It's not the soulmate that we should seek. It's our spirit mate that we should seek.
Amen.
Who's the person that when they talk to you, they motivate you and they move your spirit? That's the person that you need to connect with. Not the one that gives you passion for one night, but the person that God is placing inside of you. When you connect with that person, something inside of you leap.
Amen.
It's about spirit mate, not soul mate.
That's right.
So since I'm talking about your spirit mate, understand that I'm not talking about a gender or sex. Because your best friend can be the same sex as you. It has nothing to do with, oh, my soulmate, we're going to live together, and on and on and on. None of that. Because the truth of the matter is, sometimes who we call our soulmate, after year number two and number three, we can't stand them. How then can we say God connected us with a person that the soul thing has disappeared, and you're dealing with a spirit being, and come to find out that what your mama told you, what your daddy told you, what your Bible told you is be ye equally yoked in the spirit, not in your soul. Not what you think, baby. You better feel it in your heart. Something better move when you meet him or her.
Amen.
Now, I realize that's a bold statement. Because it kind of implies that you need your spirit mate, or you call it soulmate, in order to pull off the program of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that you need anyone to pull off what God has placed inside of you. But one thing I've learned about the Bible is that whenever God begins to deal with you, most of the time God will deal with you by placing someone else in your life so that you can be in agreement with that person. Okay? So now you are in agreement with a person. That means that person got your back, they got your front, they got your cover. Okay? And so now that you've connected with the right person in life, it's not about a need, it's about my spirit. When you connect with the right person, jealousy is not in the house.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. See, because it doesn't make a difference to me if you shine and I'm your friend. Because if you shine and I'm your friend, I know you ain't gonna throw me away just because I'm down and out. If you shine because you my friend, it doesn't make a difference to me, because I know that if you being blessed and we connected together in the spirit, you gonna take care of me too. What I know is that when I say take care of, when God blesses you, he's going to bless you in such a way where you really understand what God says to Abraham in the book of Genesis, is that your blessings are not for you, they're for somebody else. So now God is going to give you an overflow, so you don't have to worry about looking out for somebody else and your blessings run out. Because as long as you're seeding into the life of somebody else, you got a harvest coming. On Sunday, we dealt with John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And it begins, and John says, listen what John says. We're still talking about John. John says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, Mary comes back tonight in the book of Luke. And in verse number 38, Mary says this. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Now, put this thing in the right context, and that is that Mary is asleep. And an angel comes to Mary and began to tell Mary that the Holy Ghost was going to come upon her. And Mary is saying, I'm 13, 14 years old. I don't know about no man. How can I possibly become pregnant? See, when you start dealing with God, or God begins to deal with us, should I say, God sometimes will put something in your spirit that makes no sense. You ever been dealing with something in your spirit and God told you to go do something and your crazy self tried to see, I'm going to get a check on it first. And so you were sitting there trying to figure it out. And God said, I ain't telling you nothing about none of that. What I told you to do was to go and do this. Now you make sure you hear about God now before you go and do this. But when you hear God, God says, I told you to go do A and B. And you trying to figure out, now let me put this in my budget, let me do this. And God is saying, you don't need none of that. See, when God favors you, God jumps over all of your negativity. God jumps over all of your lies. God jumps over everything when God favors you. And you have to understand that God's favor is not fair.
Amen.
Because you, one, you're trying to figure out how you can pay for it. And two, you're trying to figure out, God, why are you blessing me like that? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. God, do you know what I did last night? Oh, I know what you're going to do tomorrow. But I got needs for you. I got purpose for you. And whatever you did last night and whatever you're going to do tomorrow, I've already paid for it on the cross. Stop allowing Satan to handicap you, to put you in a pen, to put you somewhere and say, well, I'm not worthy. No, I'm not worthy. None of us is worthy. But who says we have to be worthy? The Bible says worthy is the Lamb of God, not you. Not you. So if the Lamb is worthy, and I'm under the covering, the blood covering of the Lamb, then whatever the Lamb has in store, then I'm going to get it because I'm covered in the blood of the Lamb. That's why you need to plead the blood of Jesus every day. On your door, on your car, on your church. on everything, plead the blood of the Lamb upon it.
Amen.
Now, John says, and this is the part that really messed me up, over in the book of John, John's in chapter number 1, John says, behold, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. Now, when he says the Lamb of God, what he's saying to us is that Jesus is coming into this world to be a sacrificial offering.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing cute about that.
Alright.
See, we walk in this vein, we walk in this flow, we walk in this mantle, and we think that being a Christian should be cute and cool. Got bad news for you.
Alright now.
None of that. You wonder why everybody else's life seems to be so smooth. And it seems like you're going through hell. It's because God trusts you with your troubles. It's because God says you belong to me. And if you're connected to me and I'm connected to you, it may get a little rough sometimes. But I guarantee you at the close of the day, baby, you're going to walk on your water. I guarantee you, baby, I'll put you in the den of lies and you can go to sleep. I guarantee you, baby, I don't care what you're going through. It may be a little bit uncomfortable, but at the close of the day, it shall be done, as Mary says, according to that word. According to that word. See, if you got the word of God, and that's what we have to understand about us, is that we are word carriers. It means absolutely nothing to quote a scripture. Nothing. Zero. Nothing to quote a scripture. It means nothing. Satan knows them all.
Amen.
So to quote it means nothing, but to live it means everything. See, when you begin to live the word, then you understand that I'm carrying the word. And so when I begin to carry the word, God begin to order my steps. And you may not like where I'm going, but if God is ordering my step, you can't stop me. Act the fool if you want to, and put your mouth on one of God's children, and they don't have to do a thing. Watch God fight their battle. Act the fool if you want to, and look at one of God's children and try to size them up because of their bank account, their profession. You are a fool, because when God have need for them, none of that stuff matters. Bad credit, that didn't matter. Just lost a house, that didn't matter. Your husband and your wife walked out, that didn't matter. Sickness came about, that didn't matter. God says, I got need. You put the word on it. The word makes everything all right. Now watch how Luke begins to deal with the scripture. Watch this. So Luke then says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Point number one tonight is partnership. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. When you connect with the right person, you enter into a partnership in the spirit with that person. So when you connect with that person, and even though you have some friends, so-called friends, you've been knowing all your life, but then you meet Tim and you've only known Tim for 2 weeks, but it's something about the bond between you two. It's something about how your spirit just flow from heart to heart and from breast to breast. It's something about how you connect with them, and you say, God must have connected me with this man of God. God must have connected me with this woman of God, because this is an awesome relationship. See, when he says the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, that's a partnership between Mary and the Holy Ghost, and Joseph was not needed. Let me say that again. Joseph was not needed. Now, Joseph was in the same house, but watch this. Sometimes people who think that you need them will discover that God has placed somebody else in your life and you really don't need them. See, sometimes people will act a fool with you because they think you need them. So they won't give you a ride. So they won't help you out of situations. Yes. So they won't do this because they think you need them. And you just keep on acting crazy with God's children. Come to find out, when you thought that they needed you, God flipped that script, and all of a sudden, now you need them. Partnership. Now watch what the Holy Spirit does. It talks about Elizabeth, and it says, and Elizabeth of her old age. Point number two is pairing. Pairing. Watch this. When God pairs you with someone, often it would be an unlikely person at an unlikely time.
What did you say?
Because you know old age and pregnancy.
Don't even go. No way. No way.
But if God is doing the pairing, He doesn't care anything about your age, your finances, your resume. God doesn't care about none of that. When God pairs you with someone, you better believe His will shall be done. His word will be manifested in the situation. Point number two is pairing. Point number three is this. Notice your Bible then says when Mary was visited by the Spirit, as soon as Mary was released, the thing that she did was she went into the city of Judah. Point number three is praise. You got it. You got it. Point number three is praise. When you meet the right person or the right peeps, they make leap inside of you a praise. Have you ever been down and out and the church doors was closed and you called your best friend and you had the best praise over the phone that you've ever had in your life? You ain't need no preacher. You ain't need no praise and worship. All you needed was the peep that was on the other end. And there's something about when God paired you with that person and the praise steps in it and you had a Holy Ghost good time, and it felt like I've been knowing this person. It felt like this person knows exactly how I feel. It's coming back with exactly what I need to hear. And it leads you to point number four. That is this. Watch this. It says, as soon as Mary heard the salutation, the baby leaped. Point number four is this. Purpose. Purpose. When you meet the right people in life or the right peeps in life, they pull you to your purpose. They pull you to your purpose. But watch this. They pull you to a purpose by confirming what you already know. The angel just told Mary what was going to happen. All Elizabeth did was confirm what the Holy Spirit has just told you. I told you when God pairs you with somebody, they'll confirm and pull out of you the very best that is inside of you. I came tonight to tell somebody you got a baby inside of you. You're not waiting for somebody to help impregnate you. You're waiting on somebody to speak the right word to you. So what's inside of you, that dream, that vision inside of you, is now pulled out of you. When you connect to the right people, it pulls something out of you. Now, it may only be one person, maybe two people in your entire life that will ever move you or motivate you.
That's right.
But you better believe there's somebody in your life that has been a sign to wake up that baby inside of you. I'm not talking baby as in a gender, male, female. I'm talking baby as in that dream, that vision, that goal that is inside of you. That thing inside of you that you know, women, when you're pregnant, you can't sit this way, you can't lay that way, you can't do that. See, there's some men in here that is uncomfortable, and you never experienced it, or we never experienced it, so we don't know what's going on. I came to tell you tonight that God is getting ready to birth something. He's getting ready to birth something. And so you're uncomfortable because you're pregnant.
That's good.
You go to the doctor if you want to, tell them to give you something. There's nothing he can give you. Woman is pregnant and she all of a sudden began to gain weight. She goes to the doctor and says, "Doctor, I don't know what's wrong with me, but for some reason I'm gaining weight and certain foods I don't like anymore. Can you give me anything?" He says, "Nothing. All of this come with being pregnant. See, you're uncomfortable in church. You used to come to church and you said you were cool. Now you come, and the moment that you hit this church, the moment that you get here, you start hearing praise and worship, and then all of a sudden something is inside of you. God, what are you doing? What are you saying to me? I used to come, I wouldn't even raise my hand. Now before I get here, now my hand is going up. Both of my hands are going up. I used to sit down and I was calm. Now I got to stand up and praise and worship because something is being released in the atmosphere. Somebody's saying something in the atmosphere that is connecting with this baby that is inside of me, and something is leaping out of me, and it feels like the Holy Spirit is about to shake me to death. Holy Spirit, have your way. Shake me till you wake me up. Shake me, Lord. Get it out of me. I want to birth this dream.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm making that.
Hallelujah.
With the right people.
Yeah.
Something inside of you will always lead. Pray that God will guide you, lead you.
Hallelujah.
Not again to your soul, man, but to my spirit, man. How great it is when you discover that the person that you're married to is also your spirit, man. How great it is when you're in a relationship and you can really pray together. How great it is to be in a relationship when you know that person have your back and you have
your back.
How great it is. See, marriage is a picture of Jesus Christ's relationship to the church. And I just told you Sunday that even when you fall short, the Bible declares he's married to the backslider. You know, in a relationship, sometimes you don't fall short. But it's not about, well, I think we ought to get a divorce. It's about, let's go on our knees. Let's see what God has to say about this thing. Let's talk to God about it. I know it's tough. I know it's embarrassing. But God, you know you connected us together. I know Satan wants this relationship to stumble, to fall. But God, you have plans for us. When you connect with the right people in the spirit realm, always expect God to birth out of you that seed that he's placed inside of you.
Amen.
Have you been blessed today?
Hallelujah.